Welcome to Your Ambitious Life podcast. My name is Pileka Petanakis, and I'm a former struggling optician turned successful social marketer and a six-figure entrepreneur. If you're looking to uplevel your life and impact in this world while creating more time and financial freedom, you've come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to help you see the potential in yourself so you can enjoy more of what you want to be, do, and have. Thanks for pressing play, and let's get right into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number one of the Your Ambitious Life podcast. I'm so super excited that you decided to press play and check out what this is going to be all about. So this first episode will be kind of a free-flowing story about my past and how I got to where I am and where I came from. And hopefully with this episode, as well as the following episodes, you will be inspired to take action in your life and get out of where you are right now. Perhaps it's someplace where you don't want to be and you've been just trying to find ways to make your life better and have more impact in this world and just kind of break free of the 9-to-5 routine that so many people want to get free of. So here we are. Well, my name is Pille, as I said, and originally I'm actually from Estonia. It's a little tiny country near Finland and Sweden, so that's where I was born and raised, and I moved to Canada when I was just barely 20. Before that, I was actually a classical music student at the Estonian Academy of Music and Theatre, and I was pursuing my career and education as a classical flautist. My biggest dream was to play in a famous symphony on famous stages all around the world and be a musician out of all the things. And why I had chosen that path in the past is because of my family. I mean, my mom is a composer and she runs a music school for the past 30 years in Estonia, a school that's super, super successful. My grandpa was a saxophone and clarinet professor at a university, and it just kind of runs in my blood. So I thought, I guess that's what I have to do. I have to be a musician. Well, little did I know that when I moved to Canada, I didn't feel like I wanted to pursue music anymore. It just felt like I didn't want to do it. I felt like I didn't have the same connections in the industry as I had back in Estonia. So obviously it wouldn't have been as easy for me here. Not that I was riding on my mom's and grandpa's fame or anything like that, but it just felt like I was so out of the loop when I moved here. So I just walked into the Scandinavian Center in Calgary. That was back in 1997. And I really didn't have a work permit or anything, but I was looking for ways to get involved. And my people are the Scandinavians. Like, I'm a Viking girl. So naturally, I was wanting to reach out to the Finns and Swedish people and Norwegians and Danish. And so I went to the Scandinavian Center and I just told them who I was. And I was telling them what I can do. Hey, I can sing. I can play the piano. I can, conduct a choir. I can play the flute. Like, do you need me? And they said, oh, yes, actually, we're looking for a new pianist for our choir. And I said, I'll do it for free. Like, I can't work anyway. Let me volunteer. Let me do whatever. So that's how I kind of made my first kind of new friends in Canada. I just started going to their weekly practices and I just played the piano. I did what I was supposed to do when their choir kind of an instructor or whatever the lady there was. She left at one point, so I sort of took over a little bit of the teaching part there as well to keep the group together. And I did that for, oh my goodness, I don't even remember, 3-4 years. And it was kind of a funny thing. It brought me my first friends, and obviously I connected so well with the Scandinavians there because that's kind of my background and how I was raised, and we just have so much in common. But the time came for me to actually get like a job. So I ended up working at a department store for a few years, and when that thing actually closed down, I was thinking that what should I do now? What should I do now? I remember I was walking around the Eaton Center in Calgary and I was thinking that should I apply at another store? Like, what should I do? I still knew that I really didn't want to go down the music path. I didn't want to continue that seriously. And I ended up walking past this optical. And beside the optical was an optometrist office, and they had a sign outside their office saying that they're looking for a new receptionist. And I thought, oh my goodness, aside from me, like being half blind and wearing eyeglasses, I know nothing about that industry. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. So I walked in there like a boss. They told me to come back with a resume. So next day I went back with a resume and I got hired on a spot as an optometric assistant / receptionist / whatever. It was kind of funny because I had literally no idea what I was doing, but there was this lady there who kind of taught me the ropes before she was about to quit and actually go and open another practice. So I was left alone there after a couple of weeks and I was clueless, you guys. It was really, really funny, but that's kind of the whole backstory. As I said, there was an optical next door, so I ended up going to the optical one day and saying to the girls that, hey, what do you have to do to work here? What do you have to do to actually like sell eyeglasses and make eyeglasses? And because that part had become kind of fascinating to me, that they were actually like cutting lenses and fitting the glasses on them, on people and whatever. So I got all these ideas from them of, you know, where I should go to school and what courses I should take and how I could become a licensed optician. So that's what ended up happening. I ended up leaving that optometric office and I went and applied at another optical that was looking for student opticians. So I got myself a job there, went and got myself signed up at NAIT, the Northern Alberta Institute of Technology, and I became a licensed optician over the next couple of years. Long story short, I did that for many years. I was in the optical industry for a total of 15 years. I advanced to a contact lens fitter, went back to school for an additional 2 years, and then I started managing eye clinics for one of the largest eye care chains here in Canada. So, but by the end of that 15 years, although I was really, really loving what I was doing in terms of being able to help people, you know, fitting them with a pair of contact lenses, taking them out to the window, and they're like absolutely, you know, mesmerized at the fact that they can see the leaves on the tree. They're like, yes, I know that there's trees, you know, that have leaves on them, but they were not used to being able to see the individual leaves from that far away. It sounds so silly probably to some of you, but it was such a satisfying thing to me because I felt like I was making a difference in people's lives. So same with eyeglasses and everything. So, but the one big thing that really started bugging me by the end of it all was that I felt like my life was run by someone else. Working in the corporate world, those of you who are working in the corporate world right now, or you have in the past, you know that, you know, you clock in and you clock out and there's very limited vacation time. I had 2 years of vacation every year. And I think by the end of that 15 years, I had 3 weeks, which, as you know, it's not enough to travel the world, which is one of those big things that I love doing. I love exploring. I love traveling. That time just wasn't enough. The salary that I was making even after 15 years, it was hard to even pay my bills with that. Not to mention saving up for a vacation. So there were just all these little things that kind of started nagging at the back of my head, that I wanted more time freedom because I love to shop and I love to travel and I wanted more financial freedom to do things that I wanted to do more of. And so I started looking into different options out there. The one thing I didn't mention yet, by that time, I had a husband who works away from home. He's a marine pilot and I have 2 kids as well. So with my husband being gone and me having a full-time job that was pretty demanding, 2 kids, I felt like I was single parenting a lot of the time. And then trying to take care of the kids, keep the household happening. It just seemed like the waves were crashing together over my head. And it just felt like I didn't have any control of my time. Like my time was so limited, the time that I was able to spend with my family and do things that I loved. And my life was kind of being run by the job I was having. So naturally, I started looking into different things. What could I do on the side? What could I build on the side that could give me more freedom? So I tried selling things on eBay, and then I tried doing things like I had an online baby store. I thought, oh my gosh, all these cute baby clothes, I could make a living, or, you know, a good extra income selling things online. Well, all those things sort of flopped. Like it was a little bit of extra, but nothing that was like creating actual financial freedom. All I was doing was put more time into extra things that paid me back very little. So one day, myself and my husband, we got this really brilliant idea that, oh my goodness, I've been in the optical industry for 15 years. I could open up my own frame distributorship / import company. What a brilliant plan. I thought, you know, the one of the biggest things that I absolutely loved about the optical industry was sitting down with sales reps that came from all these different frame companies and sitting down at a desk with them and trying on all these frames and deciding on what the frame stock for the store was going to be looking like for the new season and just making all those selections. I felt like I was immersed in a little bit of the fashion side or the fashion industry and all these new and upcoming trends. It just felt like a really exciting part that kind of had me passionate. So I thought, wow, like I know all these sales reps. I know how that part works. And I had so many connections when it came to that kind of stuff. So I thought, what better idea than find our own line that we could start importing into Canada and then distributing nationally. So, oh my goodness, so we really didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, but my husband and I were both pretty impulsive. Like when we get an idea, we just start running with it, with our hair on fire and without looking back. So we literally took our savings, everything we had, and we put it into this business. We ended up finding a really, really cool, I'm still like so obsessed with that line. It was called V-Design, an eyewear line from France that was handmade, designed and made in France. Like absolutely the coolest, funkiest designs that you can imagine. And so we contacted that company, came out that they don't have any representation in Canada, ended up signing a deal with them so that we would have the exclusive rights for the line in Canada. And we went from there. We literally had no experience as far as actually running a distribution company, but we ended up setting up our car, a one-car garage with IKEA furniture and shelves, booted the car out of there, and that became our office. It was kind of bananas crazy, but that's what we ended up doing. We ended up hiring sales reps in various provinces here in Canada where we wanted to get the frames into the stores and into the, you know, optometrist offices. So I found that it was all super interesting to me, but I was putting in so many hours just getting it all up and running because obviously the financial side of running a brick and mortar business like that, it means that you need to do everything. And that in the beginning, we couldn't afford to have all the accountants and bookkeepers and everything. So I learned how to do bookkeeping. I took a course and just figuring out all the shipping and distribution, all the phone calls from your clients, all the shipping. Like I was literally like a one-man show doing everything myself. And I found that I was working 14 to 16 hours most days just to keep on top of that. And then on top of it all, we had sales reps that started and then a month later they decided to quit because they got a better offer from some other company. So who had to pick up that slack and go visit those stores with our frame stock? It was me. I ended up traveling all across Canada whenever I was needed just to keep the business running. Because the optical industry is a really funny one. People, you know, in other industries, people buy stuff online all the time, but when it comes to frames, opticians and optometrists, they want to feel the frames, they want to feel how the hinges are, they want to, you know, see how the paint job has been done, how they're designed. They want to take a really close look and see, you know, how the lenses would be mounted. So buying frames online in the optical industry, up to this day, it is not a very common thing to do. Most people want to see a sales rep in person, face to face, build that relationship and deal with them and actually hand pick the frames out. So holy moly, that definitely taught us a lesson, because we went into this business thinking that, wow, we're going to make so much money. Like, we were so excited. We didn't think twice putting our life savings into it. And although it was really rewarding because we saw so many people so excited about the frames and putting up pictures on social media, tagging us, and it was just super exciting. But the fact is that we did not break even up until about our fourth or fifth year in the business, because of the initial investment being so big. And that was with us not even hiring a lot of professionals to help us out, because we did most of it ourselves. Well, me, myself, when my husband was home from his work, he was sometimes able to help. But the fact is that I did it mostly myself, which I'm not complaining about it. And I have zero regrets that we decided to go ahead with such a crazy idea. But it taught me one thing, actually many things, but the things that I learned during the process is that a traditional business, you need to figure out everything yourself, the shipping, the manufacturing, or, you know, dealing with the manufacturers. You need to deal with the financial side of things, the shipping. You need to deal with customer issues. You need to be taking orders. If you're not in the office, if you're traveling, who is going to ship your orders? We actually taught our back then 10-year-old while we were traveling how to ship orders and how to print invoices and how to, you know, put the packages behind the office door so that the courier would come and pick them up. It was really, really crazy. It definitely didn't give us the freedom that we imagined it would give us. So we gave that business about six and a half years. And at that point, I was like, I'm so exhausted. I can't do this. I was so exhausted. And funny enough, at around that time when I started feeling like, I don't know about this, I just don't know, this lady contacted me on social media and she started telling me about this network marketing company. And she's like, it's coming to Canada and you should try this. And I was like, totally disregarding her messages. I was thinking that this is nuts. Like, I'm already so freaking busy. I can't take on anything else, or I'm not going to sleep, period. So she messaged me once, messaged me another time, and I was kind of brushing her off about the whole thing, because I just was not in a headspace to take on anything else. Then she messaged me again. And that's when I said to my husband that I don't even know, like, this lady keeps messaging me. It's about this product. What the heck? What am I going to say? And my husband said, well, what is this about? So I explained to him a little bit what the product line was and what the thing is. And he said, I think you should do it. And I looked at him and I remember thinking or saying to him that you're crazy. Like, I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm a professional. Like, I'm educated. Like, I'm not one of those people. And then my husband said that, you know, I see how hard you've been working. I see how exhausted you are. And I know you want the change. What if this is your way out? Those were his words. And I was kind of thinking about the whole thing. And then I was talking to another friend, just in general about life and everything. And then she said that, well, how would you expect anything to change if you don't change anything? So those two things, what my husband said and what my friend said, made me really think. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're right. Like, unless I make some kind of a change or shift, I will be stuck in this rat race for who knows how long. So long story short, I literally jumped into that network marketing company with the largest product pack they had back then. And I thought, I'm just going to give it a try. Like, I'm just going to give it my best try. I will do everything they say I should be doing, and I'm going to see what happens. And in the back of my mind, honestly, I was sort of thinking that I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm going to show them that this doesn't work. Well, funny enough, I started running literally with my hair on fire. I had no idea what I was doing. I was doing probably everything the wrong way. But whatever I was doing was working because I was really excited. I think my excitement is what rubbed off on other people. I ended up, that company pre-launched in Canada in August 2015. In the matter of a couple of months, I was like the top 10 recruiter in Canada. I got flown out to Toronto to meet the owners and, you know, participate in this huge Canadian launch party with the owners who flew out from Miami and to meet them and everything. And I was like, what is going on? Like, how did I get here? Like, I couldn't even digest what was happening to me. But the fact is that in four and a half months, I matched my former corporate management salary in this network marketing company. So I joined the company in August, and by January the next year, I was able to literally say goodbye to the optical industry for good. We closed down the frame distribution company, and I literally cut all my ties with the industry that month, which was so surreal to me. And people were telling me that you're crazy, this is not going to last, this and that. And, you know, all those naysayers came out all of a sudden because obviously they knew my life better than I did. But the fact is that here I am over more than 4 years later, and I'm freaking rocking this thing. I cannot even believe it myself. But it literally, that one little move, and that little moment where I was open-minded about trying something different, that completely turned my life around. So, you know, going from having to work all those hours and being so stressed out and having to do everything myself, I now have a business where I do not have to worry about the manufacturing, the shipping, the distribution. I don't have to worry about the accounting. I don't have to worry about, like, anything, returns. Nothing, because my network marketing company takes care of all of that. All I have to do is ask people if they're open to this opportunity or products. Whether they're open or whether they're not, it's totally fine with me. You know, the people, I am a firm believer that if people are meant to be along with us on our journeys, it's going to happen. And those people who are not meant to come along with us, they won't. And that's totally fine too. So truly, the biggest piece of advice that I could give to anyone who is maybe looking for a change in their life and you're sick and tired of doing what you're doing and you don't know which way to go, this may or may not be for you. I know that this industry is not for everybody, but if you truly feel like making a change, it's a really fantastic business model because it gives you a lot of freedom. If you work the business properly, if you implement the systems that, you know, your company has in place. I'm not just talking about my company. It can be any network marketing company. All of them should have systems in place for you to run the business properly in a non-spammy way. If you implement those systems and if you decide to stick with it for a minimum of 2 years, and I mean not just being in the system and, you know, maybe buying the products now and then and maybe talking to 2 people a month. No, I'm talking about being consistent, talking to, you know, a minimum of 2-3 people every single day, doing your follow-ups, following the system. You do that for a minimum of 2 years and then decide if it's for you or not. Way too often I see people coming in and they give it 2-3 weeks. They talk to 2 people who say no and then they're out. So it's truly a business model that does work. If it worked for me, who had zero experience, I was literally clueless. But the one thing I was coachable. I listened to what I was supposed to do, and then I went and did it, and I stuck with it, and I saw the results. I mean, 2 years into this business, I became a six-figure earner in my company, and it's only getting better and better every year. My team is all over US, UK, and Canada right now, and soon to be worldwide as we open up more countries. So if I could do it, I know that you can too. So I just want to encourage you guys. You know, you heard my backstory, where I came from, and what I kind of, some of the things that I have been through in my life. If I could, anyone can. This is truly an industry that's so forgiving. There's no interview process, which can be a good or a bad thing. It depends on how you look at things. But the fact is that it is an equal opportunity for everyone. And there's no glass ceiling. And you can really make anything you want out of this. So here's my little episode number one, little backstory for you. I cannot wait to meet you on episode number two. Stay tuned. And I'll see you next time. Have an amazing day. Thanks for listening to Your Ambitious Life podcast. If you like this show, please leave a review for me on iTunes. Until next time.